It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
AI, be warned. We're in a time of great deception more than any other era. Deception is subtle in how it infiltrates our lives. There's usually a bit of truth mixed in to make you believe it truth. Thus, a warning concerning technology, in particular, the use of artificial intelligence. I'm witnessing far too many beginning to lose themselves to what can be accomplished with it. It's a wonderful tool, but with anything, you need to be cautious about it becoming an idol to you. If you're not careful, you'll become a slave to it. I'm seeing many see just as a way to benefit them in making money. The possibilities are endless, and before you know it, you are not serving mammon. If you notice, there's a campaign that's been taking place that says there's no excuse for making money anymore because of the technology. There's social media outlets where people are teaching you the numerous ways you can make money with very little to no effort due to AI. I have to admit that I see the potentials and I'm impressed. This easily can be dangerous for someone such as myself who used to walk in poverty. The technology can quickly turn someone with no money into one who lives comfortably. I'm by no means saying it shouldn't be used. I'm cautioning you about your motives and intentions. I watch people every day selling their souls for the sake of a few dollars, not realizing that's what they're doing. Just as cell phones have become attached to people's faces and hands, so this technology is capable of consuming your mindset. This is my concern for God's people. Here's the truth, if you've been paying attention, you've seen how impressive the technology has gotten in a short time. We're now in a time where what you see may not be real, it's been fabricated. That's how good AI has gotten. It can create real-life scenarios all from text, it can create music from text, it can have you believing that your favorite actor or actress has performed in a movie they've never done. It can create ultra-realistic imagery that you will swear is real. It thinks for you. People now don't find the need to be creative anymore. They let AI do it for them. Why? The dollar, that's why they see the ease of use and the benefits they can reap with very little effort. This is deception at its highest. You start off telling yourself you can use it for good, and before you know it, you've been consumed with its power. And I haven't touched on what its real potential can be. I've just touched the surface. Its capabilities are endless, and most of us are clueless as to what's going on. Do you understand the jobs that gave been lost? Do you see that it's turning you into a mindless zombie? People aren't thinking for themselves anymore. Their first go-to is to AI, because it has all the answers. Did you know that this technology has recreated the Bible and is preaching sermons to Christians in other countries? This is a serious concern that you should be aware of. In case you didn't know it, what you see on the news is very much controlled. They show you what they want you to know, hiding or misrepresenting the truth. My point in all this is to say, be careful. It's okay to use any tool at our disposal to make the job easier. Just remember, these tools are not to become our idols. We are to use them, not allow them to use us. If it is not being done to expand the kingdom of God, then your motives need to be questioned. Seek first the kingdom, and all else will be given to you. Expanding God's kingdom first will reap a harvest greater than anything you can imagine. To be clear, I'm not saying don't use it. I'm not saying it's evil. I'm saying make sure as you're using it, it's for the right reasons and in the correct heart posture. Be blessed.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4-6, My people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.